Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 126
Seven.
Of the Vex on Vex podcast. My name is VexX. Today we are joined with the immortal Mr. Johnny Zero.
I'm the people Zero.
Basketball!
I'm gonna slam dunk it, yeah!
Dunk it!
So you guys are like, what the fuck are they chattering on about? There's this really old SNL sketch from like maybe 10 or 12 years ago. It's Saturday Night Live, the Tesh brothers, and these two actors come in and they play John Tesh and his brother, and they're like, this is supposed to be like, what, 1992 or something, NBC, and they're like, write us a theme song for the fucking, the, what is it, NBC basketball edition, and they came up with this. Dunk it!
Ebersols were involved.
And the executives, which are played by what's his name? The tall guy from Swingers. I have no fucking idea what his name is. What is his name?
I know he is. It's on the tip of my tongue.
And then he played Norman Bates. This is the worst. And people are yelling at their fucking phones right now, going, Vax, it's this guy. I have no idea who it is. He was the host that week. Anyway,
sure.
It's a great fucking sketch. So here's the whole point. So Johnny Zero and I were perusing things on like Netflix and shit like that today. And I showed him this show called I Think You Should Leave. And they have two seasons. Season one is like comedy gold. Season two is okay. It's not bad or anything, but it's not as good as one. One's like magical.
Right.
And the guy was in this Tesh fucking skit, which I fucking love. So during the pandemic, when I found I Think You Should Leave, which is 2 years ago now, right? I used to bring over prospective dates, and I'd put these fucked up episodes on, right? And if they didn't laugh, they didn't get a second date. Like, they had to fucking appreciate the basketball. And I used to have a housemate back then, the fucking roadie, the former roadie of Starscream, and he would fuck, we would crack the fuck up. We would just sing it all the time. Like, basketball, give me the ball, da-da-da, shoot it!
That's fucking great. You just wrote another first.
No, that's the fucking only, and it's over and over, and they say to the character and the thing, they're like, isn't that a bit repetitive? And he's like, duh, basketball's repetitive. And you're kind of like, yeah.
But then we want no lyrics.
No lyrics. And then, we want the lyrics separated, and then they don't play the music. They're like, basketball. And they're like, no, wait, hold on. We just want the music. We're like, whoa, what? Anyway, I'm telling you the skit. I don't fucking know why. What's up, Johnny Zero?
What's up, man? Thanks for having me, brother. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being alive. God bless you, everyone.
Thanks for being alive.
Yeah.
So we're recording this on March the 1st of 2022. It's not quite spring yet, but it's getting there, sir.
Yes, sir.
Feels like it's going to be something. So you were rattling off something as you were urinating previous to us recording about pro wrestling. Boosty, boosty, bop. What's going on?
Well, in the world of pro wrestling, I was saying that like, if I had a dog, I'd name Brody or Barry.
Well, that makes sense, yeah. Because you love fucking, Bruiser Brody.
Yeah, because the man who said no to the WWF.
And then I said to you that Sting said no, and you didn't believe me,
but
that's fine.
Well, no, I do believe you.
You don't believe me.
I'm a huge Sting fan.
Clearly not.
But Steve Borden, this was before that. In the 80s, that was different after all the research I've done on it. And I'm not saying anything wrong. You could say the same thing about Alan Jones, AJ Styles, but he's with McMahon. I don't understand why they don't push him more. What's going on at AEW? You don't want to talk about that stuff, but what they were doing was, what I believe is that they were trying to make a professional wrestling union for the workers.
Well, I remember there was a story from a million years ago, right before WrestleMania 1, mm-hmm. where Jesse Ventura had approached all the guys, and he was like, we should make a union. And the rumor is that Hulk Hogan dimed out that meeting to management, which was Vince McMahon.
That would make sense, just like Flair, Richard Flair. Not Ric Flair, to be confused with Nature Boy Ric Flair, the wrestler.
I think he just turned 73 years old this week.
Yeah.
Last week.
But those guys are corporate, you know. But anyway,
corporate, you know,
yeah, you know.
No, I don't.
They got dirt stains on their knees, if you know what I mean, and it ain't from playing football. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're saying they're homosexuals?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just telling you they have known to have stains on their knee pads. That's all. And the creative control is what I'm saying. So, like, and I understand that and their plight and all that. I'm not disrespecting. Of course, I love Ric Flair and I love Hulk Hogan and all that. You know, but there were wrestlers there that whether I can't connect them all, but there was rumors of Roddy Piper. Do you remember when Roddy Piper retired at WrestleMania 3?
He didn't retire. Right. He technically went to make They Live.
Yes.
And they wouldn't, air quotes, let him have off. So right. he was like, well, I'm going to make They Live. And then, of course, it was a fucking commercial hit. And then Vince McMahon loves you. You know what I mean? Come on back to the fold.
Right, right, right. Of course, of course. But if you remember when he came back, his contract was different.
I wouldn't know any of the minutiae of it, sir. I was a child.
Well, it should, people should know this. He was signed on as a color commentator.
No, that's the 90s. He came back in the 90s. 80s. So that's not accurate.
Right, right. But that still affects your road schedule and everything else.
He made more as a commentator than he did as a wrestler.
I understand that because he's a Mark Roddy Piper's great and he's, you know, all that. But I'm saying whether these guys were all connected, I don't know. But the idea has always been there. Why is there no union in professional wrestlers for professional wrestlers?
I mean, I don't want to hijack your conversation, John Zero, but you saw how it went down in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation with the Clunion. It's a very unsuccessful thing. There was a terrorist attack at the Eiffel Tower. Things had gone sideways very, very quickly. So for me, I do not support the idea of the clowns getting together and making the clown union, also called the Clunion.
But they got the midgets holding their...
You can't use that word in 2022. They are dwarfs.
They like midgets.
They are not. They do not.
The wrestling ones.
They're called dwarves.
How do you think they get jobs, dude? Like,
you know what I watched the other day?
Midget throwing.
Do you ever go on YouTube and just watch insane videos that make no sense that you're watching them? Mm-hmm. Hervé Villaché, who was tattooed on Fantasy mm-hmm. Island, mm-hmm. I watched a documentary, a mini documentary on his life. Like, who gives a fuck about Hervé Villaché?
And
like,
I do.
Well, do you know how he killed himself or why he killed himself?
I've speculated. But
no. So this is what it is. He was telling everybody. So his organs were normal sized, even mm-hmm. though he was very tiny. So he was in constant chronic pain. The older he got, it got worse.
Yeah.
And he couldn't take it. He was popping himself in the head one day and blew his head off.
That's awful. And that kind of goes. What's funny is about little people.
Little people.
Is that they have the same thing like Andre suffered from. God rest all their souls in glorious souls. I'm saying
glorious souls. I don't know. The guys who were in the Lollipop Guild more or less molested Dorothy through the whole filming of that fucking movie.
Well,
so I don't know if they're
I'm not talking about Wizard of Oz in 1939. I'm talking about the wrestling professional.
When you say it that way, it sounds like I was it 39?
No,
was it 29 or 39?
It was 39.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm going to cross check it. Get Robot Phillips on that show.
Yeah, well, I love Robbie. I love to say hi to him. Maybe I'm wrong.
So here's what we're going to do. This is episode 126. Mm-hmm. For episode 138, we're going to have the four of us together again. So
That'd be great.
Like, so it's going to happen soonish.
What about 6BDM?
What is that, bro?
$6 billion man.
It doesn't work for that round table. Here's the thing.
Okay.
I like him. He's my brother. I love him to death. Here's the thing. Robot's the first guy on the first episode of the Vex on Vex podcast. Then you became the regular on the Vex on Vex podcast.
Right.
Then there's the guy whose name we do not speak of, who tried to fuck my girlfriend behind my back. Yeah. We don't talk to him anymore.
Who?
Exactly. And then Philadelphia is like the most recent co-host. So it's nice that the four of us sit down at these like mark events. Like we did episode 100 and 101 together. But 138 is Philadelphia's favorite number. It's a fucking Danzig song. Not Danzig, Misfits. We are 138. We are 130. Yes. I have no idea what it means, by the way.
I'm very into the Misfits. I understand completely.
So when that rolls around, we're going to have a motherfucker of like four panel thing. And maybe we'll fight again about the TV Dads Wrestling Dark Side of the Ring, which was glorious.
Thing about the Misfits is I don't want to get too much involved in it. You know what I mean?
Explain.
Well, I mean, like I did perform Skulls a few times just at open mics and stuff like that. Just struggling, trying to just sing informer supper, as you say, and you know, there's some really good stuff in there, and I just not into the, some people take it to like some satanic, demonic level or something like that. I just come to Misfits because it's fun songs.
They're just punk rock band. So yeah. The Wizard of Oz was released August 25th, 1939. Exactly right. You're exactly right, sir. I really thought it was 29 for some reason. I don't know why.
No, but the other thing is, it's also in real color.
Well, I don't mean real color. Fake
I mean,
color,
I mean,
like,
well,
explain.
This was like bigger than Star Wars, dude. Like
no, I know that. I know
the production side of it. I forgive me if I'm not speaking the language or whatever. I don't care about the click, but the production on that, like people at home, in other words, underclass or like you know, middle class, whatever. Folks, you know, you have one person in the neighborhood that had a TV. You know what I mean? We get together. Their house because they got the TV, and then you know, because it was mostly radio in those days.
No, totally. Totally was. Like, that was all the rage. Like, War of the Worlds, I don't know. What year was that? Do you remember?
I think 48, about the same year as Abbott Costello Meet Frankenstein.
That long difference? No shit.
I think so, but I could be totally wrong.
It's got to be, because it's post-World War II. So it's got to be, like, 48.
Yeah.
Because it's not gonna be, 39, it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, the atomic age scared.
And the Martians are coming in.
Bugs. Giant bugs. Who would believe
You know what's
nonsense?
Fucked up? Dude, this is fucked up. You're not going to like that I'm going to say this out loud.
Go ahead.
Some of the people, or most people downloading this, have no fucking idea what we're talking about. So Orson Welles, when he was a young man, so a young Orson Welles does a reading of War of the Worlds, a recreation on the radio as a skit. But here's the couple things they did. They didn't break in and tell you it was a skit. If you joined in at like 8:01 or 8:05 or whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You thought it was a news report. And then here's what they did. Do you remember this? They faked the president's voice. People of America, there's a problem among us. Blah, blah, you know what I mean? Like, they fucking did that. That was the naughty thing. And then I remember the next day or 2 days later, they were in front of Congress.
Yeah. Well, what is your target audience? Because if they can't, they need to be explained, in my opinion, that to understand that radio was the primary form of communication.
Entertainment. Entertainment, excuse me, sir. Not communication.
But even in the car, they had it there before everybody in their neighborhood didn't have a TV.
When did cars have radios? I don't know the answer to that.
They did at the time. They start putting them in, I believe, in the...
So is it post-World War II you get a radio in the car?
Yeah, something like that. During that...
You know what? I'm going to pause this. I'm going to look it up, okay?
Hold on, look it up, because I don't want to be lying.
That means you have to...
Holy Christmas. All right, we're back. So we paused it. The car radio was invented in 1924 in Australia, and in 1930 they started putting them in America. Holy, that makes sense, though.
It does, but the Wikipedia version of it is kind of like anything for globalism and against the American.
Number one, that wasn't Wikipedia that I looked up.
Well, if we have a car and we're lucky enough to have a working automobile, and we're trying to make it post-World War II, and we don't have enough money for the TV set that the Richens had.
Well, they didn't have them yet. That wasn't a thing. The 50s is TVs.
Right, but the radio was still the major form of entertainment.
No one's disagreeing with you. You're saying no, like we're fighting. So listen, this is important.
Okay.
Two-way radios were installed in the 40s in people's cars, like CBs. That's what you and I are thinking about. But the original, like, regular radio that just picks up fucking singles, it goes back to 24 and then America in 1930.
Yes, agreed. But you had to pay extra money to get that.
I mean, I hear you. It's like you buy a car. It's what happens. Yeah, but it's like 16 cents extra, bro. Whoa.
No, I agree. But, I mean, I'm just saying 16 cents back then was...
John, I was making a ha-ha. I wasn't saying mathematically.
Oh, okay.
I saw these.
But I'm just saying that you had to get that extra. So having a car radio might be how you go out and listen to the radio. You might go out, hey, Dad, fire up the...
Well, no.
Every
house had a motherfucker radio in it. Every house had a radio. Because they weren't expensive.
Right.
And then it was kind of like... When you and I were kids, I don't know about you, but my house, I guess the living room centered around the TV set, which drove my mother mad. She hated it. She hated television. She would watch it, but she didn't like it. Like, my dad loved television. My mother didn't. But our living room hinged around the TV. So the TV was this color, and then everything kind of matched it, and it was kind of a
Who was your dad's favorite pro wrestler of his era?
Oh, his era is Gorgeous George, but he liked Hillbilly Jim from my era.
George Wagner. That's great. Yeah, my dad mentioned him, too.
You just fucking didn't even bring up Hillbilly Jim. You just ignore me. That's fine.
No, Hillbilly Jim... Look, the guy's a great country singer, and he should be doing that now. Talk about American Outlaws.
He's still around. He did a huge shoot right around like COVID.
But still wrestling on it.
He was a wrestler. That was his job.
I know, but if you ever heard his voice.
I don't care.
He's that good.
I don't care.
Well, that's what happened to his career as a singer.
Who cares?
Yeah. But anyways. When they put this broadcast on the air, if you're only coming out, my point was, I was like, we don't have a regular radio, we don't have a TV. Come outside, I got it on my Henry Ford's automobile. Come on out, kids, and listen to this thing. They got aliens invading.
I got to tell you something. I love you, but you're missing points. Don't get mad at me. Look at the face you're making. No one had cars. Everybody had a radio in their house. The car was the extra. Now, if you could afford a car, you already had a radio.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody had a radio.
Fair enough.
And then you got a car. But nobody had cars. That's the point.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is that you might not only heard part of the broadcast and know it was a work. It wasn't for real.
I think if you heard the first 30 seconds, you knew it was fake. But if you missed the first 30 seconds,
right.
You just tuned in and you're like, what the fuck?
But that story right in the very beginning, maybe like, hey, come on, get Vex, you got to sit down and listen to this. What's going on? This is for real. Because there was a paranoia of that leading into the Cold War and everything else. And the UFO things, the weather balloons. And
oh, my God.
19... Flying saucers. And...
1938. Mm-hmm. No, that's the broadcast. Not 48, not post-World War II. The Orson Welles broadcast is Mischief Night, October 30th,
1938. 1938, okay.
Well, holy fucking shit. No, that's crazy.
Well, I look like a horse's ass.
No, we're talking about 100 years ago. Like, it's okay. Or 80 years ago. 90 years ago. But, yeah. No, think about that. 38, bro. Oh, my God.
Dude, are you sure about that?
I mean, it's right in fucking front of me. Yeah, I'm sure about that. There's the date.
All
right,
okay. Well, that gave birth to the post atomic age. I'm sorry I had the dates wrong. I knew it was
I'm
an 8.
I'm not giving
there.
A shit. We're
sorry.
Just talking.
Yeah, I know, but it makes me look a dumbass.
No, it doesn't. I'm going to say it slower because you don't listen to me. Okay. This is 100 years ago.
Yeah.
The fact that you're within a decade makes you pretty fucking smart. And you nailed The Wizard of Oz. I was a decade off of The Wizard of Oz. I thought it was 29 and you said it was 39.
Yes, sir. Gotcha. Wait,
So it's piloting the sci-fi movement is what you're kind of getting at?
Yes.
Explain.
Well, once people believe such things as invaders from Mars, and you can look at Back to the Future, the original Captain Marvel comics, or pre-Star Trek, and you know, everything became the atomic age because everybody's afraid of nuclear war with Russia.
Yeah, but 38, there's no nuclear weapon yet.
Well, the atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
45.
Well, that means... I don't know.
I do know. It didn't exist, and 38 didn't.
Yeah, but
they were trying.
Yeah.
Actually, they weren't even trying to, like, what? All right, I sound so ignorant. I'm so sorry. I'm going to look it up in a second.
Yeah.
Does U.S. go into the war in 40?
41.
All right, so until 41, no one's looking for the nuclear weapon.
We were just helping at that point.
Now, Hitler probably was looking, but we weren't looking.
Weird thing about that is one of those shows I have it on. I know they have to glorify stuff to make TV shows, but there is one where there were plans for a atomic bomb by the Hitler.
No, I heard that before.
That
sir.
Were found in a submarine on its way to
give me
to,
a year.
To Japan.
Give me a year.
I'm going off the top of my head here, man. I would assume probably 44.
No, then you're right.
45,
perfect.
Something like
so
that.
So 38, it's not happening. Now listen, here's something I find fucking amazing, and you're gonna love this.
Yeah.
The guys who developed nuclear technology are all the Jewish fucking scientists that they wouldn't allow to be scientists in Germany. Germany already had the team and cast them out because they were Jewish, and we got them for like, you know, hey, come hide here, you know what I mean?
They weren't all Jewish.
No, but a fucking majority were.
Right.
And it's like, now, creepier brother, let's go deeper. Are you ready for deeper?
Yes.
This is fucked up.
I'm already there.
Have you heard of Project Paperclip?
Yes.
So... I'm going to say it. And then
Operation people.
So, World War II happens. These Nazi motherfuckers who killed everybody, who fucking killed everybody, literally, they fucking, the United States scoops them up and brings them all here, and they're the guys who get us into outer space. Those Nazi scientists are given new fucking last names, American fucking houses. Dude, you're a Nazi, straight up killing 6 million fucking Jewish people. And they fly him over like, no, it's cool. Get us into space, sir.
I love Jewish folks. It's awful. It's terrible.
What are your thoughts on it?
Well, my thoughts are that, first of all, if you built models like airplanes, I always wanted to be a fighter pilot.
Okay.
Like my hero, Eddie Rickenbacker. But what are my ears? Anyway, they had stuff like the Messerschmitt 262AE, which was the first fighter plane ever, whether it's Nazi or not, you know, talking about there's no propellers. It's a jet fighter.
Yeah. Engine. No longer a plane. No longer.
Yeah. This is like groundbreaking stuff. Even before our F-100 Super Saber in Korean War, because I know because my family fought.
Don't want to hear the backstory.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to say they also had what was called, I believe it was called M1.
Yeah, but you're saying these technical terms that don't help anyone.
Well, what I'm saying is they were remote missile things that they could launch from here and have miles away. And target whatever it was you were doing. This is the same time they sent plans for their atomic bomb. So our scientists were working on to send to Japan after Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And the thing was that it wasn't, if you come from northern Germany, you know that partially you might be Jewish and you might be German. It doesn't matter. It's not a thing like that. That we, if we didn't take those guys over here, and they weren't all Jewish, by the way, they were Germans.
I didn't say all Jewish, bro.
Well, I'm saying people.
Well, no, which one are we talking about? Paperclip or the fucking nuclear
paperclip
weapons?
The whole thing, bringing the scientists over.
They're the Germans. The first round, like Einstein's Jewish, bro.
I know, but this is the more thing about makes Hitler even, and them guys, Himmler even, more so, as evil as they are, is because those people were northern Jewish too. Like that means like your cousin might have married my cousin. Because think about it, it's all.
But you're losing. I don't understand what you're telling me.
Well, I'm just telling you that when we brought them over here, that's the only way. If we didn't, it doesn't mean we back Nazis or something like that. Not at all. But if we didn't, then Stalin would have had them.
It's a little like backing Nazis. To call a fucking spade a spade.
No.
We overlooked war crimes that they should have been fucking prosecuted for because we wanted to get into space. Come on. No. How's that a no?
No, no. I disagree with you completely. If you're talking about atomic warfare, dude.
I'm not. And see, this is where you're frustrating me.
If that technology
No, you're now a mad. I said the Jewish scientist helped us reach the atomic age, and that's before 45, because we dropped the fucking bomb in 45. In the 50s, post-World War II, the scientists that got us to the moon are a bunch of Nazis, and this is a fact we can look it up together.
Oh, absolutely.
So why are you saying what you're
saying? No, you misunderstood.
No, I'm not misunderstanding. You didn't hear what I said, so I need some clarification.
Okay, my clarification is that I'm just saying that they put this stuff out there like we were back in the Nazis, and I can tell you from someone...
I said it. They didn't put it out there.
Okay. All right, man. Cool.
No, finish it.
It's your show.
John, finish your sentence.
What I'm saying is that the race or whatever doesn't matter. They were taken over here so that it wouldn't fall into Stalin's hands, because that kind of technology can ruin the world. And as harmful and awful as it may seem, no preconceived notion by my country to take over, to back Nazis or something like that.
We literally did it. It fucking happened. Don't give me this my country shit. I'm fucking born here too. So don't give me that shit.
Our country.
So that's fucked up that you had to say that to me.
No, our country.
It's fucked up that you said that to me, number one. Number two, you're twisting two things that I said and trying to tie them together. I'm going to say it for a fourth time, and this is frustrating, my friend. The people that got us to the moon, which didn't destroy anything, by the way, were Nazis. It's a fact. That's fucked up. They should have stood trial in Nuremberg. It should have happened. Not Nuremberg. Right. What was it?
It was Nuremberg.
No, was it Nuremberg trials, John?
Yes.
It was in Nuremberg?
Yes. But here's the thing is, those people don't really understand German stuff. So,
stuff? Those people? Who's those people?
What I mean by those people is the people that were in with the Nazi party and the people that were regular Germans that weren't, and by the time they weren't into that, and then by the time they figured it out, it was too late, because they'd be killed too. Worse, it's just like the American Southeastern thing in the early 1900s and 1800s, you know. But how do you stand idly by while your brother is being tortured or killed? That's kind of a thing, man, that they have to live with. And
well, they're dead now.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
I'll be honest. If I'm a Nazi, not to say I'm a Nazi, but if I'm a Nazi, I don't think I care. I think I might have bought into the rhetoric that these people, who are people, were beneath us. They were exterminated. Fuck them. And then you, because of your superior intellect, your superior education, and your knowledge of these things, it's very rare for the time. They're brought to a country like America. They're given a beautiful home, a beautiful future. Their children grew up in like normal people. You know
right.
what I mean?
Take over the comic book business, blah, blah. I get it. But I think it's not that. It's not as light as that.
I agree. It's not as light as that. When you said comic book business, what happened? What do you mean they took over the comic book business?
What do you mean they? Who's they?
I don't know is what you just said.
I mean there was land of opportunity.
No, but why? I'm just curious. Why did you say comic book business? Is there a famous German writer I don't know about who made a comic book?
No, German and Jewish. The Jewish guys were great.
This is why I'm frustrated. Jewish round comes over during World War II and they work on the nuclear bomb.
Yes.
And then post-World War II, when we know what the Nazis were, because remember, no one really knew what they were doing during World War II. Mm. They suspected, but until they saw the shit, they didn't know.
Well, really, what it comes down to is the 20s and the 30s.
But you're cutting me off when I'm literally explaining to you what my beef is, because you're just not going to listen to me for some reason.
Okay.
The Nazis are the ones who took us to space. President Kennedy said we're going to fucking be to space in X amount of years, and they were Nazi scientists doing it.
I don't believe that they were Nazis. They were just German and under Nazi rule at that time.
All right, and I got to be honest. Not a bad sentence. Not a bad sentence, because if you're... They kind of forced everybody to be a Nazi, didn't they, at one point? Well, like, there wasn't even, like, a different political party. Well, if I recall, they, if you were alive, they just said you're a Nazi now, and you're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you have to realize, it's like the way Wagner's art is, his music is disrespected, because Hitler liked it. Now, you're a musician in Nazi. It's in Captain America, the movie.
Didn't you see fucking Apocalypse Now in the 70s?
Yeah. Okay. The first country, it's in Captain America. The first country, the most poignant, only poignant word in that Disney-fied stuff is that the first country that the Nazis invaded was their very own. No human being, maybe I call me corny or whatever, no human being alive, I would hope, would ever let something heinous like that go on. I mean, that's disgusting, man. I love Jewish people. My Lord and Savior is a human. In his human form, was Jewish too. You know what I mean? Like, some of my best friends, even a girl I wanted to marry, you know. I'm not making peace with that, but you have to go back into the Treaty of Versailles and to after Hitler gets out of jail after inhaling that smoke. I'm not making excuses for him or anything like that. These people are sick, crazy. But I don't think everybody really knew, like you said, for your own words, you said, I could buy into them thinking that this race is inferior, because that plagues every society, you know what I mean? And we should all be one nation. But I don't think that they knew what was going on. By the time they did, they'd be killed too.
Hey, may I speak now? Because I cut you off. May I speak now?
Of course.
Okay. They didn't invade a fucking thing. They were voted into power. B, years before Hitler was voted into power, I might add, he released a book telling you exactly what he was going to do when he got into power. And it was a multi-million bestseller. Secondly, no one said it had anything to do with you. You're like, I love Jewish people. No one questioned you in any capacity in relation to that. I'm stating a mathematical, scientific fact that these people were under a Nazi regime in that country.
Yes.
Then they were scooped up by the United States of America, not to prolong the nuclear arms race, which, by the way, we already won at the time. These specific scientists who designed aircraft then took us to the moon. And you're still pushing it together. You're not acknowledging it was two separate things. I don't know why you're doing that. And literally, you said you knew what paperclip was called. You know what it is. So why are you so confused? And why are you making it about you?
Well, because I'm not making anything about me. I'm just trying to understand World War II, which leads into the space race and all that stuff. You have to understand the end of World War I. Not to justify it. That's why
I understand the end of World War I.
The Treaty of Versailles. And the way that they were treated, economic things, they were, because you had one political power, much like today.
Don't tell me like I don't know. I know.
Okay, well, people out there might not.
They can fucking Google it, but that not allowed to do that. Well, because in your opinion, that's not accurate information.
Nope, it's not.
Except it is.
Okay, well, either way, the people were everything back then. Like we said before, radio and television papers were all controlled by Goebbels. So a regular person on the street does not even know they're having death camps. They didn't know this. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it makes them right or wrong or indifferent. Believe me, the whole thing. My family died fighting them. I'm just telling you that these type of things just help you, and that this carries over into the space race, like you're talking about.
Here's the issue, though. The scientists did kind of know. Who do you think built all the shit?
Right.
Who do you think designed it? The average person maybe in the street didn't know. Not disagreeing with that sentence. But if you're a fucking scientist, you kind of knew. Mm-hmm. And then those specific scientists, because of their intellect and their experience, were just given a free pass.
So
and they came to this United States of America and they got us into space. And they really did.
It's just so horrible that ever happened.
I mean, here's something that people don't take into consideration. You're not going to like to hear this, I'm sure. Did you know that in 2022... there are more slaves on the planet Earth today than there ever have been in history? Did you know that? Well, did you know that?
Yeah. Watch Disney movies. Oh, that was funny.
It's retarded. That's fucking dumb. I'm literally asking you a question about the world in 2022.
Yes, I do.
Were you aware?
Sure. Go
ahead. So most people aren't. No. Yeah. When, yeah are
well,
you,
I don't know what you're talking about. If you're speaking metaphorically
No. The slave... I'm speaking English.
Slave trade.
The slave trade in 2022 is more people and more money than ever before in the history of the world.
Okay.
Slave is legal. Slaves are legal in Africa. In certain parts of fucking other, like, sections of the world. Like...
China.
Yeah. Literally, you can buy a fucking slave. Yes. I mean, and then I'm like, well, I own a company. I could, like, you know, get a slave or two, you know. Not really. I was just kidding. But for real. So, like, when you tell me atrocities from World War II, atrocities are still happening every fucking day. Could you fathom? Dude, it's like fucking Anakin Skywalker shit. There's just fucking slaves everywhere. They are real slaves. And then the average American doesn't know that information.
Right.
And by the way.
Now you got me. I'm with that. No, I'm with you now.
But if you Google it, it tells you. Like, you say the Google's not not real. You can just Google it. It's all there.
No, just the double check.
But the information is there. There are more slaves in 2022 than there ever have been in the history of the world ever. This is a fact.
Right.
I'm going to really fight with you now.
Go ahead.
It's March today. Today's March 1st.
Yeah.
You had seen the Book of Boba Fett, I think, some of it?
Yes.
The new one's coming out, which is, I forget the title, and I apologize for that. But it's Obi-Wan Kenobi's story. And it's after Clone Wars leading into Episode 4. That time.
Wait. Timeline. Episode 2.
Go ahead, bro.
Original trilogy going into...
Before trilogy. Because remember... All right. So this is the time Luke's a little kid.
Right. He's already been shipped off to Amperu and...
Yes. Right, and now Obi-Wan relocated... Obi-Wan relocated to Tatooine to watch over him.
Right.
So those, like, 15, 18 years there, they're going to make a series about.
That's badass.
Pretty cool, right? Christian Haydison signed on. He's going to be Darth Vader. And they're going to show, like, background shit from, like, the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Before he was Vader and shit, yeah. Right? And then he's going to fucking fade. They're going to face off. They're going to cross fucking blades, dude.
Right on. Right on, brother. That'd be cool.
So what are your thoughts?
Just know that you have only so many, meaning original cast members still alive that can still pull it off. And why don't you just...
But we're not in originals. We're in the fucking prequels now. This isn't originals anymore.
Yeah, that was the biggest mistake George Lucas ever made.
I think the biggest mistake he ever made could have been selling it to Disney.
Yeah, especially in trusting Kathleen Kennedy because you're breaking up with your wife. Kathleen Kennedy, his wife, George Lucas's wife, was very helpful in his creative stuff. Well, you don't want to hear the truth? That's the truth.
Your timeline's retarded. Do you not know your fucking subject? When do you think they broke up exactly? I'm curious when you
don't.
No, you brought up Kathleen Kennedy. Fine. This is why you frustrate me. So you said something that doesn't make any sense.
No.
We're going to visit what you said.
Yes,
you
please
said,
do.
Why am I upset?
Please do, whatever.
When do you think in your brain he broke up with his wife
exactly? I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
No.
But then what's it got to do with Kathleen
Kennedy? I'm not talking about his actual marriage breakup. I'm talking about having that creative... she would balance him and ground him.
When do you think they separated?
Sometime before then. I don't know. You're putting me in a position.
No, but you're saying things that make no sense. Like, you understand what you just said doesn't make any fucking sense?
Well, let's use your Google and check it out.
1983.
Okay, that's around the time Return of the Jedi came out, right?
So, I just want to get this straight, just so we're crystal fucking clear. He gets divorced in 83.
Yes.
They signs over in what? 2012? So if he signs it over to Disney in 2012 and Kathleen Kennedy's there,
yes.
That's a problem for you because
yes.
They're 25 years apart. Those
yes.
things have something to do with each other.
Yes.
How the fuck does that make
because
sense?
Because the man is such a creative genius that he needs his wife.
Who he hasn't seen since 1983.
Okay.
So what does Kathleen Kennedy have to do
because
with that?
Because she snaked in and got that role to be his creative buffer for what he was doing. And that entire... Dude, Order 66 should have been the whole movie.
finish the fucking thought, maybe for 2 seconds.
Okay, okay. Well, this is, it's a speculation. No, maybe. I'm wrong.
Finish the thought. That makes no sense. I want to hear you verbalize it. I want to hear it.
Well, it's a speculation. There's not really a verbalization. I'm just telling you, I know how creative geniuses work.
What you said doesn't make sense. You were like, he divorced his wife, and then Kathleen Kennedy.
No,
came
not in.
In
the same week.
That's what you said.
You kept cutting me off before I could explain to you.
I did not. We can rewind the tape.
You're getting
Here's me telling you to say it, and you won't say it. You won't say it because okay. You'll say A, B, and then you jump to Z. Finish it.
No. I'm gonna make 1, 2, 3 A, B, C for you. Look, when he was making those movies, it's not official. It's intangible. Okay, his wife was there helping him. This is after Dean Foster and all that stuff, and he didn't have that when he went to make the trilogies. That was the dumbest mistake ever made. You don't make the Anakin fucking sequel shit trilogy until you have a living Mark Hamill, you have a living, you know, Carrie Fisher, and you have a living Harrison Ford. You got Anthony Daniels, for crying out loud. C-3PO. You have these guys ready to go. Let's make what happens after Jedi.
But she's not involved with the prequels. Kathleen Kennedy doesn't become a part of this until 2012. Not technically. Fact of life. The prequels come out in the 90s. Over a decade after his divorce. So what you're saying doesn't really make sense.
Well,
and I'm giving you an opportunity to say it.
Nor would it. Because I can't prove it. So I should just keep my mouth shut.
It's not proving it. You said something that doesn't make sense. I try to express this to you, and instead of hearing me and acknowledging it...
Dude, how do you make an entire trilogy on the origin stories and destroy all the mystique in the first place? That entire movie should have been 1 3-hour film, and it, the whole Order 66 should have been the whole fucking story.
Now, you asked a question. A, Kathleen Kennedy had nothing to do with it. This is a fact. She wasn't on those films. It's a fact. B... You asked a question. I think I have the answer. I want to hear your opinion of what I think the answer is.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. I'm not.
We know, you and I, and most suckers don't, that he stole the whole concept of Star Wars. It's not his concept, right?
I don't know. I wasn't there. No, I get where you're going, though.
You know, and I know.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
We know who the writers were. It's established. This is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And then they changed it, and they went, totally fine. Ego, money.
Yeah.
I don't think, and again, John, I am not saying I'm right, but I suspect when you're that fucking famous, I'll give you an example. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Dynasty era?
No, it's kind of a good parallel.
it's an exactly good parallel.
When you get too big, right? No, I don't hate Dynasty, brother.
I love Dynasty too.
So I was about to say, like,
just the singles.
But I do. I hate the fucking Elder, man. I hate Stop. Dear podcast audience, Johnny Zero and I were in a heated discussion about the history of Star Wars. But because we're best friends,
yes,
we pivoted just ourselves into a Kiss black hole, which might be a lot more fun.
Dynasty era Kiss. So they have to know that because they were talking about Super Kiss era. The hard times have made me strong.
So, all right, people who don't care in fucking podcast land, not that you can answer this question, but I like Dynasty. I don't like the Elder, but Johnny Zero likes the Elder. He doesn't love it, but he likes it.
Well, if your band is supposed to come back with this original album that's supposed to be like heavy back, because they haven't played in the States in like 2 years. They say 1 year, but it's bullshit.
It's like three at that point.
Yeah. But you put out a movie soundtrack for a movie that doesn't exist.
And didn't have a script.
No script, no movie. That means there was a script. That means they had something. Eric Carr was supposed to be the boy.
No.
In that story.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. And they re-released the ones that you listened to wasn't those songs in their original order to tell the story. So that even makes it double time upsets because it wasn't selling.
All right. How do you write Deuce, right?
Yeah.
Which is so good.
Yes.
I don't even like Shock Me, but it's good. Yep. I don't like it, but it's good.
Yeah.
And you fucking write me fucking Love Gun.
You must be taking advantage.
And then A World Without Heroes.
Dude, Aurora the Hero is pretty good. He's
no,
pretty...
it's not. And in the video, the demon cries. My demon cries in the video. And his hair is cut off. And Paul Stanley's like, hey, I'm in an 80s band.
The purple headband.
I forgot the fucking
with
headband.
Underneath. And I've worn grease paint before. And I'm trying to tell you, like, because I couldn't afford a mask. And people like my facial expressions or something like that. But how do you get that not? There's got to be hot heat, right? They're on solid gold live playing. He's got a purple headband over top. That means you got to do a lot of makeup dust or something like that.
But they used a lot of powder, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't. I got some. Kick
that shit on. Now, all right, we're going to finish the Star Wars debate, and then we're going to kiss land.
Yeah.
So when he makes these prequels, Liam Neeson signed on to be in the movies because he's like, I can be in a Star Wars, right?
Great character.
Didn't even read the fucking script. He said it. And he says if he'd have read the fucking thing, he'd have never signed the contract.
Really? I didn't know
that. Fact. Look it up.
Didn't know that.
Because the guy, no one checked him. The first wife's long gone, like you said. She's gone over a decade at this point.
He really said this at the time?
Oh, he says it now.
Now or?
No. Liam Neeson said he hated the script, and he didn't. He's like, listen, I'm an actor. You say to me there's going to be a new fucking Star Wars, I'm on that shit. Because, go ahead.
So why are they ballyhooing Mark Hamill for only subtly saying, still being a good employee, but like this
John,
is...
John, don't do this to me, bro. I can't answer that question. Okay, like, right. I hate when you do this to me. I'm trying to tell you something.
Yes, sir.
So the boss is so successful and so rich that when the script is fucking atrocious... They're like, it's cool. Do you know what he was going to do with the next three movies? Did you ever read about this shit?
Different versions, yes.
He wrote it out that the Metachlorians were little tiny microscopic people in our blood. And the next movie was going to be their I swear to you, I'm not making this up. Right. I'm not making... This is real. Right. So the next three movies...
He's like, I would have made the Metachlorians a featured part of it. Like, you'd go inside the blood heart. Oh, there's the Metachlorians living in their little world, controlling the things.
That's fucking retarded. Like, all right, I'm not going to lie to you. I liked... Hold on. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I liked 7. I liked 7, okay?
Empire.
No. Oh, wait. The new ones.
Oh, the new ones.
I liked 7.
Yeah, sorry, I got it messed up. Sorry.
8 hurts, right? 8 yeah, hurts. Yeah, yeah. 8 hurts. Sorry. Hurts. And they tried to bring it back with 9, and then they just kind of like, oh, hey, the Emperor's still alive. Come on.
It's worse than... Right? It's almost as bad as Captain Marvel. Exactly.
So, but 7 was okay. They were on the right course. They should have had the same director do all three. It wouldn't have went crazy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But he had to go leave into a Star Trek movie or something, I think. Have you seen those fucking Star Trek films? They're on that thing, on that streaming service
yes,
we have.
Have you
seen them?
I love the new Star Trek.
I'm not a Star Trek guy, right?
Yeah.
I fucking love these movies. And then when you see old Spock interacting with young Spock, I got emotional as a motherfucker.
Why isn't Shatner being involved in it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, no, I do know. I think I do know.
Pine did a great job, though.
Tell me. Actor, he didn't encapsulate.
He's a better actor than you think. He's really good.
He's great.
Yeah, but why didn't he just have Final Frontier?
If you remember, Shatner's in the fucking... He crosses over with the Next Generation people. He's in those films.
Yes, The Generations. Yes, I'm aware of that dumpster fire.
I didn't see any of that. But I think the character of Spock is because he's a Vulcan.
Yeah.
Has that longer life...
Sure, but he was also introduced on the Next Generation piece of crap TV show. Some of it's good.
Who was, bro?
Spock.
I didn't know.
They find Spock somewhere, and he's like and Bones, too. They find them like...
Oh, that's so cool.
I know. God, I love Bones.
I love
Bones. I know, too. Who doesn't love Bones?
And I like the guy...
Bonesy!
And I like the guy who plays Bones now.
Yeah.
Not big.
Oh, fuck, the guy's good.
Real talk. I fucking love the modern Star Trek
guy movies. Could be a real fucking Nick Fury or Jack Fury, at least.
Like, goddamn, they should make more of those films.
Yeah, but no, absolutely. it's pretty cool, dude. You know, you don't have to replace all them guys either. You know, you could.
Do you know that Shatner's 95 years old?
That's great.
No, but like, he don't belong in your movie no more, bro. Like, he a little bit old. Maybe he's 90, but still, he was in space. Did you see that shit?
Make him the commander of the Federation, the general.
I mean, he should be. For real, he should be. But he's just so fucking... But no, Chris Pine's in it. The point is it's supposed to be the prequel. Oh, here's what I love about it. So the character of Spock doesn't grow up with his father, and then they change history in the movies, and he was raised by his father.
It's so amazing.
Right. It's such a good movie. Old Spock talking to young Spock. And here's what kills me. Old Spock, the actor, had suspensions and he was trying to speak with gestures. And it was really obvious.
So are you doing a Lawson impression? Jerry Springer impression?
No one gets that.
That's great. No.
In the TV Dads Wrestling Federation, which is no longer, unfortunately, in production, at the ending of it, the Jerry Springer, the character who was like running the Federation, had his jaw ripped off by Ross Perot before he died.
Yes.
Fact of life.
Skidding off the back of taking a collector's edition Harley Davidson by Evel Knievel and skidding off, and he completely took his jaw off. Just saying that. Knievel Fest.
And now we're going to talk about the war real quick in the Ukraine, because it's happening kind of right now. Is it bullshit on the media, or is the Ukraine really putting up a fight? Like, are they formidable? Like, did Russia over fucking step their bound mildly? Did they think they'd go in and they'd roll over like France would? Are they shocked by the Ukraine fighting back, or is that all bullshit from the news?
You want me to answer?
What do you think your opinion?
I don't know. I haven't done enough research on it. Okay. I'm in no position to do so, but I do know this much. I know that if you live in a country with a media like that, that you have to ask such a question.
I know, right? 10 years ago, it wasn't like this, was it? Like, now I have to be like...
Yes, it was.
You know what? You know what someone told me 10 years ago, for real? Maybe 20. If you look at BBC News, because we have the ability to go online, that's where the shit is. Because BBC doesn't have a dog in the fight. They're not American.
Right.
They're not Russian.
But instead, they give us BBC America.
Which is, that's not it.
Right.
You need to pick up the BBC News. And my friend used to do it. He's like, listen, Vex, I listen to the BBC News once a week. And he's like, that's the real world news. Like, if I want to know what's really fucking happening, what our government's hiding from us, I get it from there. He literally went a little crazy later, though.
Yeah, well, they all are.
My dear friend. He's schizophrenic now. I swear to God.
Just starting, huh?
No, I think he's been schizophrenic for a long time at this point.
Do you know what they call it? I'm glad you brought that up. May I say something? Because it's interesting. It might take us on down.
Sure.
Hold on. Do you know what they call schizophrenia?
Schizophrenia.
All right. It's the gateway mental illness.
Explain.
All right. You know how, like, when you're a kid, you're taught, like, if you smoke pot or you do...
All right, hold on. You know what? This is interesting. So I'm going to go live with this. Is that okay, brother?
Yeah. Bear okay, but I don't want it to seem like I'm schizophrenic. That's what they'll
do because people
are stupid, man.
Relax. I'm going to give you a build-in. We're going to do this good, okay?
All right. You're from Philly. I love people from Philly.
Give me a second.
Always been good to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Facebook Live version of episode number 126 of Vex Podcast. We've been fighting about Star Wars. We were discussing Star Trek. We somehow got onto KISS, because we always get onto KISS. Johnny Zero and I are now discussing schizophrenia, not from personal experience, but people we might have known, and he made this brilliant sentence that schizophrenia is the gateway mental illness, and if you can, sir, can you explain?
Okay, it just means, like, you know, when you're a kid and, like, if you smoke a cigarette or have a cup of coffee.
Sure.
Or, like, if you smoke a pot or something like that.
That's a gateway drug, right?
It's a gateway drug. So the logic behind this is that by the time you're, say you're 12, 13 years old, right?
Yes.
Or 10 or whatever, I don't know. And you get up to where you're grown up to, then you're already doing, like, hardcore stuff that you wouldn't normally do. It's called a gateway drug. And I was just simply explaining, I'm not schizophrenic, but I have dealt and helped with people like that in my lifetime. I don't want any awards. I don't want anything like that. I didn't do enough. But schizophrenia, if goes undiagnosed in, I'm not trying to be an infomercial, man. They're going
to
think I'm...
I wish it would get to a point, brother.
All right, okay. Well, if it goes undiagnosed, it manifests itself into an entire litany. Are you familiar with that word, litany?
Yeah, I have a thesaurus.
Okay,
means.
Well, a litany of different mental illnesses. This can mean anything from, like, personality disorder to borderline personality disorder to psychosis to, you know, sociopathy.
But why do you say that this is the gateway... Like, this is the beginning of it.
Because it's so hard to detect. That's why. It's what I've learned in my research.
I think bipolar is hard to detect, initially.
Actually, they're right hand in hand. Very, very well said.
Schizophrenia is different, like, from my understanding. And again, I'm a fucking roofer. I don't know anything.
Right. You're a smart guy.
I'm a musician. Yeah, but I don't know anything. Schizophrenia is, like, dramatic, right? But so is fucking, like, the other
so
one.
So is bipolar. Yes. Exactly. And I don't think the two are necessarily
mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
It's hand in hand in some capacity.
Yes.
We're not going to say names, but we know somebody, right? He suffers from that, right? Is that what it is? It's technically schizophrenia.
Yes.
My ex-wife's baby dad. Oh, God, I have an ex-wife with a baby dad. What the fuck? My life choices. He suffers from schizophrenia. And he was one way until he had medication. He liked steroids, so he was, like, ripped, you know? And he was, like, a fucking muscle guy and all that shit.
Yeah.
And then he got on medication. And now he's fat and old. His hair turned white. For real. Now, that's genetics. And plus, he was, like, hard living. But, like, just knock on wood, man. Like, I've had some bad things happen. We both have in this life. And I didn't have a mental snap, per se. When the bad things happened, they did happen. And I went a little cray-cray, but I didn't lose my faculties, per se.
Glad you're still here.
Yeah, me too, motherfucker. But the point is, like, I went to high school with this kid. And we took, and this is high school, this is not college level, although it was a pretty well-rounded learning institution, we took psychology together. Again, high school level, not university. And the professor was explaining, he was like, for males, around 26, 27, if you're going to snap, it happens then. And son of a bitch, if this guy who was sitting next to me in the class, who I was still friends with until a few years ago, fucking snapped around 26, 27. And then he started to self-medicate, which is bad shit, but what are you going to do? Like, you don't know what's wrong with you. So now you're doing a little coke and you're popping some pills and blah, blah, blah. This motherfucker is apeshit fucking, what is it? Shithouse crazy. Like shithouse rat crazy.
He's like a shithouse bat.
I think it's rat. Isn't that the word?
Well, I like to use bat. You got a tattoo.
Bat. Well, that's on this arm.
Yeah, yeah.
So this kid, he's schizophrenic now. And I did some work on his roof. That's what I do for his mother. Because he can't live on his fucking own. So his mom had me there. And she's not acknowledging it. She's like, listen, can you get your crew to possibly come in here and clean out his bedroom? And I went in and it was like a hoarder. Bro, I'm a neat freak. Like in my own personal life, I have issues. Like yes. I clean the fuck out of everything, right? I go in this dude's room.
He's Felix.
And we bring in trash bags, a whole crew of people, a truck to put the debris in. And there's like stacks. Four pizza boxes across. Three or four up. It's a tower of pizza boxes. So I open one and there's roaches inside this motherfucker. Ooh. It was a hotel of roaches in the middle of this dude's
sounds
fucking
like you're
bedroom.
Expressing the opening for like a Tarantino film that's yet to be released.
And it really like it made me wince, but when I'm working, I can remove. I'm wearing filthy clothing. I had gloves on. I had just gotten my second wife's name tattooed on my wrist right here, which is now covered with the Batman symbol, and I had it wrapped in plastic because it was a new tattoo, and my glove over top of the fucking thing. And I opened the box, and there's, I don't know, 2-3 dozen roaches in the box. So I just closed the box. They were sleeping.
Wow.
And I was like, get some trash bags. And we fucking hammered those motherfuckers right in, cinched them, put them right out on the fucking curb for the trash.
Big
oh my
boys
God.
Too, right?
Yes! Like, yeah. Like yeah. Here, hold on. We'll do the camera thing. Here, show us. Show us the roach. Show us. Yeah, like
I didn't know.
Big motherfucker. Like, it was a thing. But hey, that's life. That's how we be living. And we got through that. And my friend, Philadelphia, is currently watching. Hey. Philadelphia, you know this guy. We called him Twisted. That was his nickname. That motherfucker lost his fucking mind, and he was our boy. We loved that dude.
So he was like this. He was old school.
I went to high school with him. And then I'll tell you, here's how old school he is. He stole one of my chicks in 1996. He thinks I don't remember. I remember. No, truthfully, she was kind of a tramp, truth be told. I mean, it wasn't my man doing it per se, you know, but that shit did happen.
So he was an OG. He stole the chicks in 96.
And I remember
him. I like him already.
And he was just, he had this bedroom he wouldn't sleep in. So we got the bedroom. We put up new walls, new sheetrock, new carpet for the parents, the whole fucking thing, right? So we do that shit. This motherfucker just stayed in the basement for like 2 weeks while we're doing this, playing his fucking Gibson SG over and over and over and over and
was
over.
Was he writing
and over.
Good shit?
No. The same riff over and over. Oh, he was out of his mind. So then, like a year later, I go back and I check the roof and I'm like,
I love this guy.
I'm like, you want to climb it with me? And he's like, yeah. And he climbs the ladder and he's just out of breath. Because he just sits in that basement eating pills and playing his Gibson. That's all he did with his life. It was a very, very sad thing.
You've told me about this guy before. Is he still alive?
I think so. I mean, I wouldn't really know. I wouldn't really know if he's still alive.
Does he play bass?
You don't want a schizophrenic in your band. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that has been the snippet of episode number 126 of the podcast. Now, we're going to still continue to record the podcast. This will be out in about 2 weeks. We used to have like a 6 week fucking lag time, but I got so lazy I stopped recording, so now this shit's coming out like fast. All right, guys.
Stay frosty. Rock and roll. See
you. Stay frosty.
Thanks for having us.
Why I got to talk over my punch out line, you motherfucker? I'm like, stay frosty. You're like, rock and roll. Oh, I got a serum. Wow.
Just getting your
back. You didn't get my back. You talked over me. I'm not offended. I love you, buddy.
I love you too.
So, obviously. That guy that we won't say his name, is he still out in the wind, or did he settle down and get some medication?
Is that, are you, I don't know. Are we even recording right
now? We're on a podcast.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know anything?
I don't know. I don't remember the guy's name. I remember you telling me you're going to school
with
this guy.
Your boy.
Which one?
So is he medication or is he still in the wind?
I don't really know.
You don't know anything, do you?
No, I hope he's okay.
I mean, they find a way, these guys, but he's never going to be right. Like, that's just the way it is. Like, unless you like...
Yeah.
And then when they're medicated, they're not themselves. I kind of get it. I don't agree with it, but I get it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, but I don't know that much about it, and I would be lying if I said I did. I just noticed it, and I'm worried about him sometimes.
But my boy at least lives with his mom, so I know he's safe and he's fed and shit.
Yeah.
She's going to die eventually. Hopefully not anytime soon.
Yeah.
He's going to get fucking institutionalized.
Oh, I'm not going to judge anyone. I'm just saying, though, but you have to understand to know that person you're talking about. There's like three different people.
That's how schizophrenia works.
Well, that's... No, it's not works. It's how... schizophrenia expounds into, grows and evolves into other.
I'm sorry you didn't like my adjective, John.
Okay,
Stewart.
All right. I wasn't picking your
I still
balls.
Feel like the word
me,
works does apply. In
me
reference.
Wasn't being mean.
That was a little grr.
I wasn't being mean. I'm
condescending
just,
rock star
no,
motherfucker.
I didn't mean it like that. What I'm saying is it's easy for schizophrenia to go undiagnosed, especially during the adolescence.
All right, here's the question, right? Yeah. Schizophrenia. And what's the other one we were talking about?
Oh, name one. No. We're talking about all.
We weren't. I just said it, and I can't think of the word.
Oh, what, multiple personalities or sociopathies?
Bipolar. Which one's harder to recognize? I think bipolar is harder to diagnose, in my opinion.
I don't think there's very much difference.
There is difference, because you could have completely separate personalities. Yeah. Mm-hmm. At least bipolar is really, really high ups and really, really downs. Here's why I feel like it isn't. You don't catch it. If you're really, really up, you're productive, you're impressive, you're doing things that make people go, oh, this guy's a go-getter. Mm-hmm. And when you're in the dumpster, when you're down, you just don't go outside and no one knows you're down. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Like, they have to be in your life to know, oh, so-and-so's in the basement with a gun in his mouth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in my opinion, and it's just my
experience. Wow.
No, for real, though.
It's great lyrics.
So in my experience, I feel like bipolar disorder, which a lot of people who wind up being air quotes drug addicts later are just self-medicating. Like Scott Weiland was diagnosed late in life with bipolar. He didn't know he had it, but now it makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you have all this fucking shit going inside your head.
Yeah.
And then you become a drug addict.
Well, until I get...
I think it's harder to diagnose. Go ahead.
Until I get the little piece of paper on the wall, you know, money for education, I won't be able to prove it, but I bet you that there is, at least from an adolescent standpoint, there is something to be said from the relation between bipolar and schizophrenia, the gateway drug to mental illness. Drug meaning a
well, the gateway mental illness. We'll say it.
Yeah,
that
the
way.
Gateway mental illness, and it can depending on the person, it can manifest itself in, as I said before, in many different ways. But they, I mean, I what is the difference between bipolar and schizophrenia, and what is that physically as far as the chemicals released in the brain, the imbalances, your synapse, your neurological, you know what I mean, all that, you know what I mean? Like, you have to be able to prove it, because it's an undiscovered country, Mr. Star Trek. You know, you always will be my Spock, I'll tell you that. You know.
Finish.
So I'm just saying that you know, it's hard. I mean, if you got five kids, for example, say you got seven kids, right? Big funny family. What kid do you know when they get to be 13, 14, 15, they're too cool to hang out with dad no more?
Well, that's a thing.
You know, maybe they just want to go wear black and say, I want to be alone or whatever. Okay.
but they kind of pull themselves out of it or whatever. But how do you technically, especially with a female, how would you be able to tell that there is something seriously going on wrong here without insulting them enough to like, hey, you know, maybe it's just a...
I don't have any children, but these are it's your job to check your children. Like, you fuck offending your kid. Hey, are you fucked up? Let's go talk to somebody.
Yeah, but they're not going to tell you that.
No. You're right.
And that's part of their schizophrenia.
But actions are actions are actions, and you have to, like, watch your child.
I understood.
Self-medication's big for me. So if I have a kid and they start drinking, there's a reason they're drinking. Not just drinking to excess. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
We're getting fucking high every day.
Right, sure.
There's a fucking reason.
Cutting school and all that.
Exactly, yeah, right?
I get you.
So these could be the symptoms. Again, not a parent.
What time is it? Beer o'clock. Let's go. Yeah, I get it. But what I'm saying is, how do you tell the difference between normal adolescent stuff? The kids are all right, man. If there's some fucked up psychos out there, and you got to tell the difference. That's all it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode number 126 of the Vex on Vex podcast. The Vex on Vex podcast is available on the Podbean application on your phone under the Loud and Loaded Network. Woo! Johnny Zero, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
This is VexX telling you to stay frosty.